Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Franchise history. League history. The Toronto Raptors are NBA champions. A city, a province, a country celebrates. The NBA championship is due north.
Raptors Radio with the call. The championship that no one predicted. First team titles, back-to-back nights. The St. Louis Blues. Yeah. And the Toronto Raptors.
Yeah. I mean, like, the both teams, you know, obviously the Blues waiting since 1967, 68 season. And, you know, the Raptors came around when we were in middle school.
I tweeted this out last night. Sean and RJ, happy Friday, Tolo. Shout out to the 6 a.m. Club. Two medical staffs responsible for the Toronto Raptors winning their first ever title.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
The San Antonio Spurs, and by the way, you sent this in the email last night. How much better does Kawhi Leonard look for quote-unquote quitting and being soft last year with an injury that many thought that he was milking? Mm-hmm. And now look at what happened to Kevin Durant and the status of team physicians and doctors. And Kawhi looks like he sets the precedent and could change the entire game when it comes to medical evaluation. We were all thinking the same thing when Klay Thompson got hurt last night, right? Yep. They are being overly cautious. Mark Jackson and Jeff Van Gundy said it. The Kevin Durant misdiagnosis, and you heard Jay Williams talk about this on ESPN, and Jay Williams would know because he had dinner with Kevin Durant the night before Durant returned. So clearly he's having conversations with him, and Jay Williams said that he was misdiagnosed. So last night we thought that that cautionary tale was factoring into Klay Thompson maybe not coming back. Now it turns out that he tore his ACL, so that's the reason why. But Kawhi Leonard and the San Antonio staff combined with the Golden State staff and the probable misdiagnosis of Kevin Durant, championship. Think about that.
It's phenomenal.
Thank you. I worked hard on that
absolutely.
Point.
Absolutely. To think that this actually took place, because it did. This is exactly what happened. And
what did Jay Williams say? Jay Williams, I view him as a KD authority on ESPN.
He said it was a misdiagnosis. That they said it was just a calf. Nothing could happen to the Achilles. That's it.
And you're telling me that he didn't have that conversation with Kevin Durant? Of course he did.
Of course he did.
Because he had dinner with him the night before. I didn't know that they were that close. They are.
They are.
He said before Durant played, if Durant does not play, I'll be shocked. And he went out and played.
He went out and played.
And then he came out and said that afterwards?
Mm-hmm. He said exactly that. So if I'm sitting there, if I'm Klay Thompson, I ain't listening to a dang word they said about my injury. Klay knows players. I think players can tell if it's torn.
Yeah.
All right. They can probably tell. They've been around the game enough. They know what's going on. Kavanaugh, for crying out loud, could tell if it's torn.
Did you guys know that it was torn? I messed up. I said on Twitter when I saw Klay running up and down the hall. They said he was jumping up and down in the back. He immediately came back out. He tried to stay on the floor running back on defense. I'm like, there's no way that he is not going to return in this game. And then the ACL.
Well, people on Twitter were like, boy, he tore his patella. And I'm like, no, you can't even take a step when you tear a patella. Like, you can still walk in an ACL tear. Like, it's just you don't have balance. It's just you're like walking on two sticks just touching together. I didn't know it was torn, yeah, obviously, but
did you think he was coming back?
No, I didn't. You know, the way that thing buckled, because you saw the slow-mo, it was filthy, by the way, looking at that. And the way that thing buckled, I was like, ooh, man. If he comes back, he's coming back with a giant brace on.
But you know what? We'd seen it before. Byron Jones looked like he messed his knee up pretty good, yeah. Popped that thing right back into place and came back and played. So when I saw Klay do the same thing you did, Sean, run down the court, you know, run through the hallway and then walk back onto the court. I thought maybe he just pooped himself just a little bit.
Jeez.
And I say that all joke, you know, totally joking
Paul
and
Pierce
knowing
reference.
Knowing now that he's torn his ACL, I wish I could take it back. I can't, but just know that that joke was made in the context of what was happening. However, I had no way of knowing that his ACL was torn. If he was going to walk back out there, now obviously the ACL is going to inhibit your ability to move left and right, but if he's going to walk back out there and take a couple of free throws, I really thought he was going to get back out there and play. I loved the reaction, too, of everybody giving him credit as if he had come back and played the entire game. He came back. He stood there and took free throws.
Look,
well, the torn ACL, it's doable, but that was the extent of it.
Knowing Kawhi last year, all right, and what happened with that? Knowing KD this year and the misdiagnosis, according to Jay Williams, you know, I don't know how the NBA is not going to step in this offseason and not mandate that there are no more team doctors anymore. That these are all third parties, completely, completely void of having any connection to the team.
But they're
run by the league.
But the problem is, you eventually become connected to the team. If I go get Dr. Sharif and put him on the Dallas Mavericks staff.
Not on the staff.
Well,
he's like an official. They just fly in for the games.
I know, but I got who's going to monitor these guys every day? They have treatment. They have recovery. You're going to by osmosis become melded with the team, unfortunately. You know, relationships happen. Human nature happens.
Sure, it does. It does. It does. But I guess if you're going to do it on a 2 to 3 day window, it's much more difficult. So, like, you fly in. If someone gets hurt, you stay with that patient until the MRI happens.
I mean, you got to have someone on staff.
I mean, you have to have someone. You do have someone on staff, but I'm talking about
it's your trainer.
The main injury aspect. It's these big ones.
Steve Kerr, by the way, Adrian Wojnarowski says Kevin Durant out for all of next year and February or March. For Klay Thompson, people wondering whether Mavericks lurking. The Warriors are even going to make the playoffs. Steve Kerr on what Klay said when he was leaving the court.
Klay being Klay, he just turned right around and came back and shot the free throws. And, you know, we committed the automatic foul to get him out of the game. And he came back and he told me just 2 minutes. I think there was 2 minutes left in the third. And he said, just a 2 minute rest, I'll be ready. And next thing I heard was he was done for the night.
I've never played an ounce of NBA ball, although I did guard Leonard Davis in high school when I was on the Fairfield Eagles going up against the Wortham Bulldogs. But I say that because while I played basketball in high school, I tore both of my ACLs on the court.
Oh!
So as soon as I saw it happen, I went, they're done. And by there, I mean his knees were done. I knew instantly he tore that ACL.
Yeah.
Instantly.
Kyle, as for the game, Kyle Lowry shutting me up. A red hot start. He was unconscious. He hit 4 of 4 threes in the first quarter. Siakam was awesome. Serge Ibaka was awesome. And Van Vliet, like, all the role players stepped up. They were not going to shoot as bad from, we said this yesterday, there's no way they could shoot as bad from 3-point land in game 6 as they did in game 5. But the Warriors withstood it. Boogie Cousins, Andre Iguodala came up big. But at the end of it, Van Vliet, he was clutch. That was some Derek Fisher type stuff right there.
By the way, Van Vliet, you can go ahead and call him Nelly 2019, as some Raptors fans are already wearing bandages under their eyes.
Simmer.
In tribute to Van Vliet. I saw that last night at Jurassic Park.
Oh, it's fantastic.
We gotta
give credit to Lowry. We killed Lowry. The entire...
Oh, yeah, especially me.
Yeah, he had a very good first half. He was not great the second half.
He made some plays.
Halftime killed. You know, halftime sometimes kills your rhythm.
Yeah.
But he was phenomenal in the first half.
And we had drama here at the end. I thought that the referees were going to get called out. The Steph Curry trip. He tripped over his own feet with 18 seconds left. They were down one. When Danny Green threw it away, admit, y'all thought the Warriors were going to win. I did. I thought Steph was going to hit that good look that he had. Mm-hmm. Danny Green with the throwaway. Steph misses the three. Draymond with the offensive rebound calls the Chris Webber technical. It's not as bad as Chris Webber. He was on the floor. Time was going to expire anyway. The Golden State bench was trying to get timeout, including Steve Kerr. But Steph, you're going to see all the fake scripted talk shows today with the Steph clutch question, especially Max Kellerman. 0-for-8 on go-ahead field goals now in the final 20 seconds of his playoff career. I think Kellerman is now fake, a dumb dumb now, too, teaming up with Screamin' A on first fake. But I got to admit, I'm very surprised over this. And it made me think about his point that he'd take Iguodala over Steph. I'm still taking Steph for the big shot. But 0-for-8, RJ, on go-ahead field goals in the final 20 seconds of his entire playoff career. Not his finals career,
yeah.
His playoff career.
Yeah, that's pretty surprising. I was stunned when I saw that stat. I was like, really? That doesn't make a whole lot of sense. He's a tremendous shooter. And, you know, his playoff perception is different than his... I mean, he still averaged 25 a night in the postseason for his career. I mean, color me crazy if I think that's bad. That's a really good average, is it not?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty good. So I wonder if it's a small sample size. I mean, it's 8 shots. It's not that much. It's basically 1 a year, almost 2 a year in 4. It's 2 a year in 4 series, across 4 series.
The internet is lighting up, by the way, with don't feel sorry for the Warriors. 2015, no Kyrie and Kevin Love. 2016, they lost. 2017, Kawhi hurt in game 1 on the Zaza play, with the Spurs up 20. 2018, Chris Paul hurt in game 5. The Rockets had a 3-2 lead. 2019, as Landry Locker on Twitter, our old buddy from Houston, says, taste of everybody else's medicine.
I don't feel bad for the Warriors at all, but I am thankful that somebody returned to the court last night. Welcome back, Draymond Green of old. Oh, oh yeah. Man, you almost had me, man. You almost had me with that story about your son watching you, and you're like, I'm going to change myself and I'm going to be different than last night. Oh, the flopping. Oh, the complaining. And then every time you complain, you put your arms out and your head up like you're Andy Dufresne after crawling through the sewer to get out Shawshank.
Oh, man.
It was so good to see good old Draymond back last
Chop doesn't
night.
Know that Shawshank reference. He's never seen it, right?
Oh, no, I've seen it a lot of times.
Oh, you have?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
My heart literally just stopped at that comment.
It was Donnie.
Oh, Patrick Doney hasn't seen it?
I don't think so.
What do you mean? It revolves around a Bible.
There's someone that, dang it, who was on the show the past week who said they had not seen Shawshank? Oh, I'm sure.
Surely Fish has seen
that. I'm sure.
Yeah, I was late to the.
Fish wrote it, I'm sure.
I probably didn't see it until I was close to 30.
Okay.
But I watched it a lot of times.
And now, can Kawhi Leonard leave? Yeah, absolutely he can leave. Just like LeBron brought Cleveland and the Cavaliers their first championship, roll out. See you later. Same exact thing for me with Kawhi. I think he can leave, and he will leave. He's out.
I think he'll sign a 2-year deal.
With Toronto?
Yep.
Okay.
He'll let, because, you know, this core they have probably has got a couple more years left. I mean, Lowry's been in the league a while.
Yep.
All right. They've probably got a couple more years left.
What's their core, though?
It's Siakam and Kawhi and Kyle Lowry.
I know.
And Van Vliet.
When I sit down at the table, though, I got to think about that as my core moving forward. I know. That's, I mean, I can probably get a better core.
But if I'm Kawhi.
It's not going to be as deep, but still.
Right. Would you rather go to the Clippers with who?
Am I getting Kevin Durant?
Well, you're not getting Kevin Durant this year either way.
Right.
So if I sign a 2-year deal, what am I really missing?
Okay.
You're not getting KD. KD may be going to the Knicks anyway. So you would get who? Tobias Harris?
Let's go and explain in terms that Sean can understand. Sean, you get a piece of steak. It's not the best steak that you bought, but you know, you grabbed it anyway. In fact, you grabbed two of them. You put one on the grill and you're like, yeah, we'll see how this turns out. It turns out to be phenomenal. In fact, it may be one of the best steaks you ever had.
Oh, it could be a sirloin.
So are you saying you're going to throw out the other steak?
What food can I get out of the California waters? maybe I just prefer seafood.
Okay.
And I think Kawhi Leonard prefers seafood. It sounds like he's dying to get to California and his home in San Diego no matter what.
I think he's like, listen, I already made one good steak here. Might as well try to make another one. Okay. I'm already here. I think he stays.
Justin Rose is leading the U.S. Open. Tiger shot a 70. Jordan Spieth shot a 72. Great conditions yesterday at Pebble Beach. Everyone was lighting that place up.
They were, which they probably won't be doing as the week goes on. The course was very soft early. A lot of the early, you saw a lot of the scores outside of Justin Rose. A lot of those scores came early in the day. But it will get a little bit faster, a little bit more firm. The USGA was in a tough spot. They have been getting murdered over the last few years with the setups that they've had. They lost Shinnecock. If you lost Pebble Beach, you're really doing work. You can't lose that golf course.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.